Hello, my name is Sam. You're listening to Sam's Awesomely Awesome Podcast of Video Games Tips and Tricks. This time I'm going to be doing about Fortnite inside of the Guide to Crushing Enemies. So, first I'm just going to say some tips and tricks for doing it. And then I'm just going to focus on the dang old thing. So, first of all, what I say you do is get max of every single material so you can get ready for anything. And second of all, I say you carry one thing, like wooden spot for shields, so you can like drink up your shields. And then all your other spots would be for like weapons and mythics and stuff, because when you defeat other people, just take their white meds and use them. My third tip is for your three necessary weapons. One of them should be long range, like a sniper. One should be medium range, like a rifle. One, and the final one that I know that it should be, should either be a great SMG or a substandard or great shotgun. Fourth, when you're charging an enemy, see how good they are. If you see they're like building better than you, or better weapons than you, disengage. And sometimes it can be hard to disengage, so I recommend battling near a place with a vehicle, because then you'll never know when you need to make a quick getaway. Fifth, you should, or sixth, I think it's fifth though, you should probably, like, if you have to battle enemies, do it as far away from the storm as you can. Because the only thing that can make it worse than battling enemies with powerful shotguns and beaming rifles is if you're stuck in it getting struck by lightning. And the final part to the Guide of Crushing Enemies, you also want to, like, if you do get the victory by crushing your enemies, this is just a celebration for victory. Do the noobiest dance that you can find. Again, I am Sam Barney. This is my awesomely awesome podcast of video game tips and tricks. This is the what is it? Oh yeah. This is the episode Crushing Your Enemies in Fortnite, and goodbye. Oh yeah, I should also probably tell you this part can also be not to forget. We can also do some of my favorite items. Wait, no, not items. I mean, like, consumables and stuff. So, I'm gonna start off with healing. The first, and just to say, if it's in old seasons or this season, these would be the most useful that I would have. One of my favorite consumables was the Slurp Juice. It gives you 75 health in total. So carry two of them. And, I mean, it did it over time, but if you're inside of a battle, then it would just be really useful. And you could also just carry two consumable spots. So it would be really big for you. Then you can also, just have a chug jug. It's 15 seconds to do it, and it's very rare, but... And it's all worth it for getting up to 200 health. I'd say two slurp juices is bigger, though, because they only take about a second to pop them. Also, like minis and stuff, and big pots, but that isn't as important. The bandage bazooka. Compact one instead of spy games is way better. What is that? Oh yeah, now time to move on to battle consumables. First off, that I really like, it's called a Rift to Go. Remember those infamous clips of YouTubers when they were in the middle of a fight and they were about to die? They shook up a Rift to Go, and then they got out of there. And for me, it was just a really fun item to use in case I had to make a getaway. And there's also junk rifts for crushing enemies. It could crush any vehicle, I think. And all builds, unless it was part of something unbreakable, of course. Then, also, you got balloons, which, with a sprayable, like a drum gun or a P90, you could just float up in the air and spray down. Now you can do that in creative maps as well. Then you also have those storm flippers or storm flips or whatever. They like did 5 damage, or they made you safe in the storm for a certain area. Shield bubbles. Kind of annoying to fight against, but easy if you had the right tactics. I'm not gonna count weapons inside of it, but now I'm also going to cover all the grenades. Clingers, really big. Boogie bombs, now that they add Beckham soda, oop. Shockwaves and impulses. Shockwaves are so much better than impulses, mostly because you didn't take fall damage. Chiller grenades, really annoying to fight against. Then you also had, like, normal grenades. You had those stink bombs, pretty good. They did 5 damage a tick. Smoke bombs, so annoying if you had a thermal scope, they are. Shadow bombs, really easy for sneaking up on, but not the biggest thing, I would say. Now, for those, like, shadow cube things, kind of a bit too overpowered. You can only see them when you see something weird floating in the air, basically, but that's just happened a lot. Grapplers. When you cover the grappler, you cover amazing, you cover strategic, you cover memes. It's just so great for getting around, and instead of creative when they're infinite is just too OP. Infinity Blade doesn't count as a consumable, so I'm not gonna cover that. Crash pads, really big, now you can make modern day sky bases. Bouncers, and those were big. Flame traps, okay now. Poison dart traps, too OP. There were also those spike traps. Those were so funny. I'm trying to think of some more. I feel like there are some more. Oh yeah, fish. Now you have so many fish, it's hard to choose from. Like, shieldfish, really big. Splash jellyfish. Why did they even make that splash? I kind of don't like slurpfish and flappers as much now they nerfed them. Also nerfed small fries. But, yeah. And also, not to forget, I'm just going to account that mystique ability of turning into the last person you killed. That was pretty amazing, too. Right? So, this is also getting pretty long for this episode. This is the longest episode, like, this longest part of the episode I have ever recorded. Also, it's my first complete episode. So, again, this is Sam's Awesomely Awesome Guide to Podcasts and stuff. I already said that inside of the last part, but that was a totally separate part because I accidentally did that. And past seasons, or this season, then I recommended carrying, like, all these items into battle. And also, it's just my opinion, so bye.